Today marks President Biden's 100th day in office, and he's traveling to Georgia to sell the sweeping agenda he's laid out. In his first address to Congress last night, he framed his nearly $2 trillion American Families Plan as an investment in subsidized child care and expanded free education that would make the U.S. more competitive against China.
To win that competition for the future, in my view, we also need to make a once-in-a-generation investment and our families and our children.
Well, let's get reaction from representatives of a group you may not even know exists. The two co-chairs of the bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus in Congress. Yes, there are 58 members of this centrist caucus, and our guests are ranked as two of the most bipartisan members of Congress, an endangered species. Josh Gottheimer is a Democrat who represents a district in northern New Jersey. Congressman, welcome to Here Now.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And you said we can call you Josh. As our next guest has said, we can call him Brian. Brian Fitzpatrick is a Republican who represents a district north of Philadelphia. He joins us by Skype. Congressman Fitzpatrick, Brian, welcome to you as well.
Thank you very much.
And I want each of you to take, you know, maybe a half a minute and just, you know, give us your thoughts on the president's speech. Brian, Congressman Fitzpatrick, the Republicans, start with you.
Yeah, I think the president largely, you know, gave contours and parameters, not a whole lot of specifics. And that's really what we're going to need, you know, our caucus, our bipartisan caucus going forward. Obviously, we're big believers in details and drilling down on the numbers and the scope and the definitions of infrastructure. That's the next big bill we're going to take up. We want to get it right. We want it to be bipartisan. We want it to be an accurate number based on facts and data and evidence and expert testimony, and then have a legitimate conversation of the paid fors. You know, those are going to be the three buckets. We take a very structured approach on how we're going to go about getting this done in a bipartisan manner.
So, Josh, the Democrat, Congressman Gottheimer, so we're hearing maybe too sweeping, not enough specifics. Your thoughts?
Well, I think the president gave a positive, ambitious speech. Obviously, covered a lot of turf and focused on areas where we can unite the country. So stressing the importance of jobs and investment, and you know, covered many things that, of course, I believe are critically important investments, like obviously infrastructure itself and roads and bridges and tunnels and broadband and addressing lead water in our pipes, which is a big issue here in northern New Jersey. And then, as we heard, covering things like pre-K and community college and childcare and lower healthcare costs, as Brian said, all important things. But the what's really important, of course, next is making sure we get the detail. And that's where I'm hoping Brian and I will continue to play an important role with our 58-member caucus of where can we unite, where can we get bipartisanship done, which, as you know, was also, I think, an important theme that the president stressed last night, that he's very open to ideas from both sides on infrastructure and across the board. And that's where we really, I think, can play an important role.
Well, Josh, again, the Democrat from New Jersey, let's just drill down a little bit. Your caucus looked at an increased gas tax. Now, there's already a federal tax, but you looked at an increased gas tax and a miles traveled tax on vehicles that would also cover electric vehicles to pay for some of the traditional infrastructure improvements as an alternative to what the Biden administration is suggesting, which is a corporate tax rate increase and an increase in taxes on the wealthiest 2% of Americans, which the president is proposing to fund his plans. But the administration is saying to you, they see a gas tax or user fee taxes, the driving taxes, as a tax on middle-income Americans and breaking his pledge not to tax those who make less than $400,000 a year. So right there, you have a disagreement. Make your case for the taxes.
I think, you know, what we do here, of course, is, and this is the way legislation should work, we open up a conversation, we have debate and discussion, and we work on a piece of legislation together, and hopefully we get there. You know, what the Problem Solvers Caucus did in our report was present several options that are being talked about, you know, and we're all not going to agree or disagree. I personally don't support a gas tax. Others in the caucus do. We presented them as options. But I'll say this. Another idea that was in there, which actually the president has already seemed to adopt that we've been talking about for some time, is closing the tax gap. In other words, going after tax cheats, those who don't pay what they should pay, We think, according to Larry Summers, that's worth at least $1.4 trillion over a 10-year period. And that's actually putting people back in the IRS and adding technology to the IRS. That's another idea that we've put out there and something that we talked to the White House about. You know, and what's been very clear is the White House, as the president said last night, but also in our conversations with them, is very open to different ideas. And I think that's how the legislative process should work. Last night was just the beginning of that process. Our caucus is going to be very involved in that discussion. We're bringing Democrats and Republicans together. When 75% of us agree, we take a position together as a group. We build those relationships. We have those discussions. And I think that's how the process should work. I think it's what the country should expect from their members of Congress, to fight and represent their districts and add their voice. Brian is a phenomenal leader because he does just that. And he brings a perspective to the table, but is also open-minded about different perspectives. And I think that's how we get good legislation done.
Brian Fitzpatrick, again, here you are on a group that's trying to solve problems and overcome ideology and the huge schism in Congress. And yet you seem to be, you know, inclined toward infrastructure and all the improvements that President Biden is calling for. Should President Biden pass this plan and the American Family Plan without Republican support?
Well, when myself and a bipartisan group met with President Biden and Vice President Harris and Secretary Buttigieg in the Oval Office to discuss infrastructure, what was communicated to us was that they wanted this to be bipartisan. Obviously, we were glad to hear that because infrastructure is the most bipartisan issue you're going to tackle in Congress. Everybody, it's very popular amongst the public. The public understands the importance of it. It's a national security issue when it comes to IT infrastructure and the electrical grid. It's an economic issue when it comes to job creation. It's an environmental issue when it comes to things like subterranean water piping. And it's a public safety issue when it comes to structural integrity of bridges and dams and levee and the like. I'm on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. It's a very bipartisan committee historically. We can come to the center, but what I will support and what Josh will support is what our Problem Solvers Caucus ultimately agrees on as a solution. Not just in the House, by the way, but in the Senate. We're talking to Bill Cassidy. We're talking to Joe Manchin. There's a group of senators that invites Josh and I over to collaborate with them. That's how this needs to happen. You don't just come up with a one-size-fits-all solution that's written by one group or one party, and you slap it on the floor and you vote on it. That's no way to legislate.
Brian, again, the Republican, I want to ask you. You both, 3 weeks ago, visited the southern border on a Problem Solvers Caucus fact-finding mission. Last night, President Biden called the fight over immigration an exhausting war. He did not talk about the record number of border crossings we're now seeing. We're also talking about his first 100 days here. You know, how do you feel, you know, even some Democrats feel President Biden bungled the border? Your sense of how he's handling that?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, we did take a bipartisan group to the border. And one of the things that we commit to each other, Josh and I and our entire group, is we're going to be laser focused on the solution. Because when you're overly critical of parties or individuals, it makes the solution process much harder. We went down there together. We saw and heard the same things.
We, Brian and I, were in a facility where you have minors and children who either are unaccompanied or with families. Brian and I were both hugging a four-year-old little boy who spent at least a month with a mule being brought up and through the cartel. And the one number one challenge that I was shocked by is how much the cartels are making off of carrying people to the border at $6,000-$7,000 a piece. It's a huge business, and it's become, according to law enforcement, a bigger business for the cartels than drugs.
And I will tell you, there was a lot of people down there, Democrat and Republican, that were coming up with a lot of similar ideas. This concept of, you know, creating an Ellis Island on the southern border. So we're going to get there. I have no doubt about it because we have great people in our caucus that are willing to take politics out of a very otherwise political situation. Shouldn't be political because these are human beings on the line. These are our children. These are law enforcement heroes that they need to go home to their families every night. These aren't mutually exclusive concepts. We can and must accomplish both.
Yeah. That's Brian Fitzpatrick, Republican congressman from Pennsylvania. We also spoke with Josh Gottheimer, who's the Democratic congressman from New Jersey. They are co-chairs of the Problem Solvers Caucus in Congress. Josh, Brian, Congressman, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Great to talk to you. Really appreciate it.